Hello, hello, hello out there, it's your boy, OG Bobby, a.k.a. Bobby Nobunaga, a.k.a. Momoshiki's Vessel, a.k.a. Lelouch V. Britannia, a.k.a. Dr. Sino's pupil, a.k.a. Retcon Master. This is the Shibuya Wave Radio, Shibuya Nami Radio. We out here. I'm here with my mans.
You know who it is. Host of the most, Captain Morgan of this shit, gonna get you the news and all of the anime ties in. Imperial underscore lion underscore gunning. Young Lambino on Twitter. So we got a couple of new releases that just came in over the new weekend. We are now in phase two of New York City being back open. I see a lot of busy activity on the road, OG. Saw a couple of fat asses.
I saw definitely a lot of fat asses. But,
yo, we in phase two. Everybody should be getting back to work. Everything should be going back to normal, hopefully.
People still a little wary of the COVID-19. Is this lurking? To my knowledge, there's supposed to be a round two coming.
Yes, everyone is saying that there is a, or people have been saying that there's a bad second wave in China that China is facing.
Mm-hmm. So, sooner or later, but back to positive. We have the Shonen Jump weekly. A couple titles dropped a little late. We have Jujutsu Kaisen dropped. That was fire. Black Clover. Dr. Stone.
Chainsaw Man.
So, I don't know, let's talk about who making the most bread right now. Out of all those titles, we're going to have to go with the good old Black Clover. They up there with the sales. Yes. I don't really want to die. I don't really want to stay in Black Clover too long.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really too much to stay
It's on. Really not. The Queen of the Heart Kingdom is Wild Eyes. Space Kingdom Shorty is going crazy. This bitch got two personalities. Noelle just became gangster, and Nero's a bird. That's a bird ass shit. Like I said, the queen being such a crybaby, she blowing mine. Her glasses is thick as hell. She blowing mine, bro. Like the water spirit got contaminated by the curse.
That was the most tragic loss for me right there. Like I didn't want to see that happen or seeing the evil villain get their way. You know what I'm saying? And right now for the readers.
Shout out to the Spade Kingdom because they're really causing havoc. They're taking your favorite captains and smacking the shit out them.
Yo,
not my man Yami though, but
yo, OG. Shout out to my nigga Yami. Yami be holding down like the captain. Niggas be sleeping on Yami. Yami, where you at? Yami training in death. Don't worry about where Yami at. Yami come where Yami needed.
Yo, Yami lit that nigga down to your eyes. Nigga say, yo, don't be coming around here with your weird hipster beard ass. Looking boy. Nigga said, weird hipster ass. Weird hipster beard looking ass. Nigga was cutting this nigga eyes.
Bro. You got.
They almost killed Gouch. Oh, Gouch.
Bro, I really gotta respect the fact that from when Black Clover started, they made it seem like the Diamond Kingdom was so badass. And that it was the number one
evil
village that was going to get, I said village, the number one kingdom who was like really going around, like, you know, to defeat all rebs. But now, you got the motherfucking Spade Kingdom out here, just got top notch niggas, got devil infused niggas, like, they're wildin', bro.
Top notch. Spade Kingdom is really wild. Let's talk about what's the dude that's fighting, who is he fighting? He fighting one of the chicks. Nigga like, oh, please keep hitting me. I love it. Nigga, he's a fucking masochist. These niggas is weird, bro.
Yeah. No funny. They come weird about a bunch, these Spade Kingdom types.
Nah, this is it's a special breed of retardation going on in Spade Kingdom, bro. But yeah, Black Clover was mad as fuck to me.
Black Clover was mad. What was just the ending, I guess, cliffhanger? The cliffhanger wasn't really all that to me either.
No, well, she better go in and use that fucking water magic.
I mean, the Valkyrie armor, you know what I'm saying, was probably like her mother was the strongest, one of the strongest Valkyrie users out there. But even still, Noli is not like as great as her mother is or was, you know what I'm saying? So she has a lot of catching up to do, a lot to show. But we'll look forward to the next chapter
with
that.
When she pulled out the Little Mermaid armor, though, I was like, all right, you're doing your thing. I see you out here. You getting money. But, yeah, so Black Clover's mid. Let's go to Dr. Stone. Sensei.
Now, Dr. Stone OG was also, like, something that I had caught up on from, like, you know, October. And even when starting it, it was kind of lit, seeing Tsukasa, seeing fucking Ibaru. And what is that the nigga name? The evil villain nigga?
Ibaru,
yeah.
Snake ass nigga
Ibaru. And now we have Senku's mentor.
Zeno.
Dr. Zeno.
I feel like Luna is going to like fall for Senku and she's going to switch sides.
Well, it's obvious because they keep on repeating the fact she has a
type.
A type, and Senku is her type. The nerdy scientific know-it-alls.
I'm gonna be tight if they really clap tied you by, like, not by mistake, but like they clap tied you.
Yo, Jay, you know what I feel like she's gonna do?
What?
She's not gonna see Senku because Senku is gonna show off some type of assholism to just dislike it. Chrome is gonna be the one to scoop that. I bet bread it.
But right now, Senku really, he really in them yeeks right now.
I mean, he is.
That nigga is dazzling. He putting on the charm. He's putting the hand out. Nigga on knee, kissing hands. This nigga, he's really pretty strong right now.
But did you see how the way he got straight to the point? Like, this nigga Senku is not about the bullshit. This nigga's like, tell me everything you know about Dr. Zeno, please.
Please. Thinking about it, he's like, we don't really got too much chapters to be wasting on whether you're going to give me the secret or not. You get what I'm saying? Because we got to make this coin. We got to get this coin. We got this liquor. We got this petrification. We got to get this fuel. We got to get this shit working. So I wholeheartedly agree with his method. Charles. No, wasn't the name Stanley? Oh, my gosh. Stanley, a.k.a. the transvestite. The nigga looked like a woman. I don't care.
Yeah, bro. I looked like, him up. This is not the first time that we have seen this. We've seen characters, Hisoka, Hunter x Hunter.
That don't count.
Orochimaru.
Yes.
Naruto.
Yes. Puri Puri. No, what's the character? Haku. We thought it was a boy, a girl, but it was a boy.
Bro, that was the biggest mind blow, son. Haku was dead ass dressed in kimono and all, looking like a woman. Naruto even thought he was a woman.
Haku, that's the number one. And I'm trying to think of another anime where niggas thought it was the girl. Like Canute from Vinland Saga, definitely the beginning episodes, people thought he was a woman because he had like straight long hair. He was very nice and pampered. Yo, but yeah, Charles, okay, oh, don't forget, how did we forget Lord Griffith? Niggas who look like girls but really be niggas.
I mean, no funny shit, Jay. Like, he wasn't a bitch kind of looking nigga. He was just a pretty nigga.
Yo, he was the baddest bitch. If that nigga, if they drew titties and ass on that nigga, yo, he would have passed, bro. He would have passed.
Oh, I can't believe this shit.
But definitely Stanley. I had to look it up too to see if it was like, you know, like the, on the wiki. No, that's definitely a male. That's a man.
But you know what I do gotta give acknowledgement to and respect about him though? His willpower and determination to execute the mission. He is on sniper rifle lock, 32 cases of water, like, you know what I mean, 32 bottles of water up on the tree, just waiting.
Just waiting.
Cigarette in hand, just waiting.
Just waiting. They got the hidden camo on, everything. He's not playing.
Jay, you know another highlight for Dr. Stone?
Which one? What happened?
Chef Francois definitely made some ice cream. Senku definitely had to give the assist with, you know, the tubes and the coils and the process for getting the vanilla up there. But ice cream has now been invented, and everyone went bananas.
That is true. France, yo, shout out Chef Francois. She always making shit lit, bro. Always cooking up the good shit. Making sure everybody ate. But making sure you eat with style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Emoji, it's crazy. Chef Francois sounds like a man name, but it's dead a woman. What the hell is going
no,
on?
No, I know a woman named Francois.
Never really met. I mean, then I get a French one. Yes, French. Yeah, definitely.
I know two Haitian women named Francois. Shout out Miss Francois.
So, Dr. Stone, what are we giving Dr. Stone, Brody?
It was gold.
Okay.
It was gold because of the Zeno. Like, we're gonna know, like, that cliffhanger really had niggas like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, shit opened up. Now, I'm intrigued. Luna, she just good to look at, bro. Like, Boichi keep drawing them good shots and good angles. I'm gonna be all right. Thank you. Thank you, Boichi, for bringing Luna some good fan service. I'm just waiting to see how all the characters interact with her.
Because
she still has yet to meet, like, Tsukasa and things of that nature.
But you peep on the scene how the squad is just, at the same time, not letting her get her way. Trying to block her off, be like, yo, what's your hurry? We got to tend to your wounds.
And who's going to fuck it up? Meaning, who's going to fuck up the little jig they got going on, making and leading her to know now that Senku is the actual doctor, scientist?
I say Ginro.
Yo, why we on the same?
Ginro, my nigga.
Yo, we on the same wavelength.
OG,
bro.
You can't
Max
like.
With dress.
Who,
you know
who better to fuck it up than Ginro, OG?
Him and the sheriff, nigga. The nigga who got the
and
gun.
And Magna.
Magna, yes. Them three niggas will fuck up any plan.
Oh, bro. Boy.
There them three niggas will fuck up any fucking plan, bro. Magma, he gonna, yo, they should have said Magma was the, was it, nah, if they said Magma was the scientist.
Magma too brute for us. They wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah.
They like, yo, he's just the brute. Obviously, they lying. It's a decoy.
But then look at Taiju, nigga coming in there carrying lumber, doing all type of shit. He's not looking like the scientist, nigga.
But this is why I say they probably might go for the suspicion that Chrome is the scientist when they hear Chrome speak. But you know what I'm saying? Senku is just like taking the spotlight a little bit because he the main character.
Of course.
But what I found interesting was the fact that Senku asked Luna, where did is Dr. Zeno an astronaut from space? She said, yes, how did you know? Son Senku is dying in laughter. That was my old mentor when I started to build rockets. Bomb cliffhanger.
Zeno wasn't in the side arc.
Yeah. Cause I know you do read the side arc, so.
He wasn't in there.
Or did you think they're not like bringing him in there yet?
No, it could be that he was training with the father at one point. Oh, he is an astronaut. He went on several missions by himself. But I had to check because when he was like, he mentored him and he said he'd been in space. Nah, I checked. He wasn't there.
Mm.
Not Zeno. But just seeing like somebody who was Senku's mentor and he has to, basically like some Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader shit. He has to face his master. Like, this is like the final test. Like, once he beat Zeno, he's the greatest scientist. Mm-hmm. I want him to take. I want Zeno to work for them. I don't want Zeno to win, bro. And I don't want him to die either.
Now, the way it could end or it could reach a definite standstill is if Zeno agrees to Senku's terms. But now, when you hear that, Zeno has a catch, and Senku is going to be with the catch regardless of whatever it is.
Senku probably already know the catch.
Like, Senku is with the shits and is always like now, 10 moves ahead, bro.
Because think about it like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just definitely to back up what you just said. 10 moves ahead. He knows now who the op is. The op don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's 10 steps ahead.
Okay.
Now he know how to move with this nigga. He know his characteristics, what he do. So, yo, it's like you said, Senku's always 10 steps ahead.
Mm-hmm.
happened to Tsukasa? I don't know. I was reading shit online. Tsukasa leaves them and
joins Zeno. Because Zeno would persuade him or sometimes. Yo, like boy!
He fit more with Dr. Boy. Zeno than he fit with them.
But you know why they can't do that, OG? It's going to cause too much conflict within the series now. Because he's going to be too OP for right now for Senku and them to handle. But if Tsukasa goes, do the other strong warriors follow? Meaning like...
You got homie from the...
The village.
The village. The samurai nigga too.
But the samurai nigga is loyal to Ginro. He's not going. He's staying with Ginro.
What's the nigga name he picked up from that village that had to for Ueibara?
I forgot his name, but I know he's talking about homie with the dreads. Yeah. This is Bill Brolic. Yeah, yeah. Him and the girl.
Kisame not leaving. And yeah, the samurai not leaving. I could definitely see though Tsukasa leaving.
Nah.
You know, if
it's not Tsukasa, it's the nigga who is his henchman.
Nah, he's.
Oh yes, bro. He might be the one to get 10.
He's going.
Yes, bro.
He's going.
Yes, bro.
He's going.
Definitely.
He's going.
Definitely.
He's going. He's going. What's his name? Yo, what the fuck this nigga name is? I know who you talking about, homie with the spear.
The spear user.
Yes. He's gone, bro.
It's just so wild because, like, even when you seen, like, the story and the history of, like, how he was doing a couple chapters back when he was fighting against Tsukasa, resisting, man is putting up the most brilliant fight, bro. He was a top villain, son. Ibarra was a better villain.
Remember when niggas had to de-petrify him to get him out the jam? Niggas is like...
They don't want to do it.
Hyoga. Yo.
Yes, Hyoga.
Hyoga, son. Nigga had to get him out the jam. Niggas was like, so you have two options. You can either betray us, join the enemy sides, and they can do whatever they want, or you can help us, and we can get out the situation. Nigga was like, fuck y'all niggas. I'm joining the gang. I'm joining the ops. They go into the ops, try to kill an op. Nigga was like, nigga, I ain't joining y'all. I'm joining Senku. I was like, yo, this nigga Hyoga, son. Like, slime ball. Slime.
But, in truth, he came over to the winner's side, so his loyalty's standing valid for now. So, yes, definitely a certified gold.
It was certified gold.
What we going down to next?
Yo, bro. Damn, Hyoga. Hyoga dipping.
Hyoga's dipping.
Either he gonna do the same move or he dipping. But it's like, it's the best move for Hyoga to be like.
You know what would be crazy about it too? It don't gotta be Zeno who influences them. What if another member from his squad is
Stanley?
Nah, it don't have to be Stanley either. Stanley is just the one person we seen. They could be definite others.
Yeah, because we did get another girl out of nowhere, the Brawler girl. She like a cave woman.
Nah, but she's on same. But yeah, but that was from Tsukasa's camp.
No, that was from Zeno. No, I was agreeing with you. I'm saying, like, since, remember, like, one issue we only saw Stanley and Zeno. Then the next chapter we saw the Brawler-looking chick, Luna, and the two guys.
The Brawler-looking chick that was on the ship? That's what you're talking about?
No, bro, the Brawler-looking chick was with Zeno at the Zeno camp, bro. Oh, shit,
I didn't probably peep that. I gotta go read.
Yeah, she's at, so I'm saying, like, it could be more people that we don't even know.
Definitely.
So we up on a chainsaw now.
Boy.
Yo.
Yo, OG, like, I can't wait for this manga the anime to drop, bro. The anime, I hope it gets justice because the story is not bad and it's interesting.
I showed you online. Yo, I don't know what it's about when a title is getting an anime. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to pick it up. Chainsaw Man been out so long, bro. And soon as nigga said, oh, it's about to get an anime. Everybody, I'm looking online. I just seen somebody caught up to the part where Denji was riding the shark boy. Mm-hmm. Shark chain. Niggas is like, what the fuck is this? What am I reading? I'm like, nigga, you're reading fucking greatness, you idiot. Like, this shit about to get fuego.
Because, in honesty, when you have so much detail to go in a story, prime example, One Piece. One Piece is very detailed as fuck.
One Piece is cheap.
Bro, they've visited so many islands. It's like you can revisit an island to go do a new mission that will take you 3 months to explain
and talk
about.
There's so much One Piece content.
Bro,
you can make it a course in college.
You definitely could. You definitely could. I bet you either half of the class is failing, half is passing with flying colors.
If you fail the One Piece class, you're not trying to pass. Now, you get to watch anime and talk about, yo, imagine, bro, every nigga would be in that class, bro.
Yo, OG, so onto this Chainsaw Man, though. We got chapter 74 out here. How did you feel that, do you want to bring some highlights up? Anything?
We're gonna get to that's the I'm all the way at the end. Okay. This the what the fuck?
Yeah, basically the ending was like
not that surprising, but it is.
So yeah, as we was discussing prior earlier, like, is it surprising people that Makama is now revealed to us as a devil?
It's not shocking.
It's not shocking, but at the same time, like, you could have explained it and brought that in earlier. Like, you didn't have to wait so long to say that, I feel.
Makama revealing, us seeing that Makama was the devil was like you seeing, like, some dude that you go to school with every day, and, like, he's wild, soft, and feminine, but he's just not saying he's gay. And then one day, he just come out and be like, yo, guys, you know I'm gay. It's like, kind of knew, you know, like, we kind of knew he was gay, bro. Mm-hmm. But wow, like, you know, like, shocking. Like, now it's like, it's no more, yo, is it?
There's no more a guilt
trip. We know.
There's no more guilt trip to feel.
Well, it's not a guilt. It's just like,
or something to hide.
Like, lingering over your head. Like, something lingering over your head.
Embarrassment?
Not even embarrassment. It's just something lingering over your head. Like, okay, you know something, but it's like, it's not basically giving you that information. Like, you see it's walking like a duck. It isn't a duck, but it's claiming it's a fox. Mm-hmm. And then it's like one day the fox be like, I'm a duck. I'm like, nigga, I know you was a duck, bro. Like, I know you was a duck. Just like with Makama, it's like the way she moved with her powers, she get to have the animals and basically her eyes and ears, and she's like all knowing, all seeing. She single handedly bodied the devil, the darkness devil. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, either she got some amazing contract going on or she's a devil. And here we go. You know, she's a devil.
She really went to hell. Faced
Lucifer, apparently. Lucifero. I forgot what they called him in the manga.
Boy. Facing devils going to hell and returning everybody back with wounds and scars. Certain niggas couldn't come back. What happened to Lady Kwanzi?
What happened?
Jeez. Makama is just too OP. So basically, this chapter was just going and revealing to us, you know, Aki's little confrontation with the Angel Devil. Angel Devil, you know, is just in the bed, and she was giving her story about what happened and how Makama used her power on her to just demonstrate what she could do. She's like, she don't want to use her power because her power brings nothing but death. Uses Renegong on her, and now controls her and say, do what I say. I order you to do this. I order you to show me your power. Why is it night? Everybody dead on the floor. Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
I didn't know Makama got down like that. It's like, it was just so funny that her memory started, like, coming back to her. And she was like, I hate Makama. Like, I hate this bitch. Like, she really violated my shit. And the devil was minding her business. Just living a life, bro. Not killing, eating people. Just trying to have a family. Just trying to chill. And Michael was like, you're gonna come work for me. Like, I'm killing all your family. You don't have no family.
Yo, bro. You know how I like it too? Makama is so OP. Like, she's giving Aki the op out. Like, yo, my nigga, you can dip if you want to. But Denji and Power, yeah, them niggas are staying with me. I'm using them motherfuckers. You ain't getting them. Then it's not until his feelings getting concerned now, like, yo, I don't want to die. I want to go with Power and Denji. I want to be a part of the squad. Makama, I'll make a contract with you.
Nah, I don't think it was about him wanting to die. I think he didn't want them to die. But then, like, when he saw it was inevitable for them to get into that situation, then he felt like he wanted to be there to protect them. But Makama, I had a revelation. Makama is evil, Emma.
Evil Emma, son. Because whatever Makima wants, Makima gets.
Nigga. That is definitely a true fact.
I don't know what no is it with these redhead chicks in these animes, bro.
Urza of Scarlet.
Yo, you remember that scene when Urza had to face like one of the Spriguns, I believe, one of Zeref's disciples or whatever, and she had them. She had her chained up in the basement, electrocuting her,
torturing her and shit.
Oh, that was a good ass scene. You know they got that shit like actual scene. They got her nipples out, butt ass naked.
Can always see the greatness in anime sometimes.
Like, who got time to make those shits?
The facts.
Facts, family.
But how we feeling about this Chainsaw chapter, OG?
Chainsaw was fire. So Chainsaw was the best.
Was the best release.
Yeah, it was the best release besides JJK. When Jogo, oh my god, Jogo went
dumb.
Nuts. What the fuck? I didn't even
Not reading up on Jujutsu Kaisen yet, but I definitely plan to start on reading that very soon. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Right now in the story, Jogo is one of the curses that's trying to like take out Jujutsu Kaisen world and bring about a world where only curses can fly around and be, because they tired of like curses being abolished and whatever. They want curses to roam free in the earth and enslave the humans. So you join in with a plan where he wanted to they're trying to revive Sukuna so Sukuna can bring about that it's like a demon, like a real cursed demon, like one of the most OP OP, like a piece of his finger can give you like a million fold.
Yeah, problems. I said from when I was reading in a couple chapters earlier when I did start to read it, I saw the guy eat up to like two fingers and then he went stupid.
Yeah, that's how OP Sukuna was. So
yeah.
Right now, Yuji is knocked out. The girls, they're trying to revive Sukuna by giving Yuji some fingers. Jogo came through in the middle of the fight between this advanced curse between some like great special grade sorcerers. And they were struggling with this curse, and Jogo was like, oh, came through and took the curse's place and bodied everybody in a single bound. Then came and was like, yo, we about to revive Sukuna. And had like 20 fingers and body parts. And threw it, and they about to feed Yuji that so Sukuna can come back, take over Yuji, and then reign supreme. But Jogo bodying everybody in a split second, I never knew he had that type of power. And now he's like, you get to see like he was really holding back.
So OG, would you say that when the Jujutsu Kaisen anime is definitely coming out, it's gonna definitely be a talking hype?
No, it's about to be fire. Because they're saying JJK is a mixture of like Yu Yu Hakusho and Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying like this shit is about to be fire.
Yeah, that's
the
a real
animation
draw right
is
there.
Fire off rip if you've seen the trailers.
The fact that Hunter x Hunter is coming back, Bleach is about to get its justice finishing in the anime world. New titles is coming out. Jujutsu Kaisen is about to drop. Chainsaw
Man like
is also about to come out.
JJK was platinum gold. It wasn't like platinum. What's the highest rarity of gold?
I want to say like 24 carats.
It was 48 carats.
Nah.
That shit was fire.
Yeah.
All right. That shit was fire. But I wouldn't say platinum.
Okay.
Platinum is if he would have gave Yuji all the body parts, and then the cliffhanger would have been Sukuna reviving. That, but Jogo, he really came out the woodwork. I didn't know he had hands like that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
So, does that tie it up for this chapter summaries?
Yo, you know the vibes. Yo, it was lit.
It was a little calm talk. Nothing too crazy this week. But next week, we definitely looking up to forward to some new anime, some new drop-ins.
My Hero Academy.
Oh yeah, OG, if there is something that the fans could be watching right now that's probably on Netflix or something on Kiss Anime, because you know that's one of the sites that you used or like a lot of people use.
Glepner, whatever. It takes place is about this, how can I explain this?
When I saw the video like at first, I just seen the the person trying to find the coin, insert it into the slot machine, the person comes out, and it's like a release.
But and they give him power. So basically, these extraterrestrial life forms came to Japan. It was something happened. A ship crashed, and they put all the lives of the passengers on the ship. Mm-hmm. They put them in coins. Okay. So when the extraterrestrial UFO crashed, the coins dropped over a specific area of Japan. So people are finding these coins and they're returning it to the spot. It's like something leading the coins back to the vending machine. So the first lady to do it, you're gonna see, was somebody's sister. It's gonna get crazy. Yeah. She returns the coin, and instead of asking for her own power, she asks for to give somebody she liked powers and survey certain memories. And then that person gets the power. You're gonna meet that person, which he turns into a dog mascot. But basically, what it is, you find a coin, you go to the alien, he takes a human form, he's by a vending machine on a mattress living outside of an abandoned hotel. You put the coin in the vending machine, and he goes, manifest whatever power you want, like whatever wish you want, and then drink the cola. So that's where you're going to see like people with various power-ups, abilities, and things of that nature. And whoever collects 100 coins, basically, if every coin a man give you a different power, if you collect 100 coins, you're going to be the most omnipresent, omnipotent being on Earth. So like right now, everybody who figure out what the hell is going on, mm-hmm. they're trying to collect either all the coins to save humanity or rule it.
Okay, so with that being said now, do they have a specific time limit, or is it like hard to get the coins? Is the coins like difficult as shit to get?
It's hard because sometimes you will find the coin. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you gotta face a nigga because, mind you, everybody's collecting them. So it's like you may be run into a camp because now they got niggas that like who got superpowers, mm-hmm. and he ganged up together to have a scavenger hunt so they team can have the most coins. So you got people that's holding 20 coins or whatever. Shit. So you beat a nigga, you probably get all those coins. If you don't, or you could just find them on the floor. Some people just be walking in that area and he found it in the forest and it was like, oh, coin. So it gets crazy.
Well, definitely something to get into.
Oh, definitely want to talk about, but we gonna wait for my bro to come. This is a basketball anime I just finished. It's kind of it was lit because I you grow into it, but it was just so fucking like tearjerker. Jesus Christ! And it wasn't Kuroko no Basket. It was like Akira no Sora. Damn, man, I really don't know the name of this basketball.
It's all good, bro. Like, it's a lot of anime titles to be keeping up with. Like, when you're trying to go through so much listing, who has the time to really be keeping up with the names and everything? So I can't really blame you for that, but...
So it's like, it takes place with a kid. He's like, it's like short as hell, probably like 5'4" or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he wants to like become a basketball player like his mother, because his mother was like she played basketball in high school. Mm-hmm. So Ahiru no Sora.
Okay.
So he wants to be his mom. His mom taught him how to, you know, because women, they play ball, but they have to play a different type of basketball, especially because they're short.
Yeah, just like in Jamaica, how women play netball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have to use a different set of rules because they're not powerful as men, so they got to be a little more smart. And that's what she was teaching him, like, stick to your dribbling, get your shot right, don't worry about tall defenders, things of that nature. So he's like a little AI. Mm-hmm. But he never played in a basketball team. His mother just like having practice. So he comes to the school. He heard they got some type of basketball team. So he goes to join. Come to find out, the basketball team is like led by like these delinquents. And he only used the basketball team to hang out, mm-hmm. because they get their own little room. So like that's the only reason why they use the basketball team. But it's no real team. So he goes. He starts playing them. He starts getting them to like basketball. Now he got these thug-ass gangsters actually playing ball with other high schools now. They form the team. These niggas be fouling, hacking, double dribbling, traveling, everything, bro, because they don't know how to play. And there's only like 5, 6
muffled. There's six players now. Yeah, there's the brothers, the two, and the two. No, it's five good players right now. And they a handful in itself, bro. But it's like the team is getting...
It's slowly getting...
Yeah, and then it got to the point where they play in the last game. The nigga mother who was sick had cancer, came to his last game. And she wasn't supposed to. She almost died. And, yo, she came to the last game. And then when she comes, this nigga... He don't know he she did. When she comes, this nigga do, like, two plays, like, one quarter, and they get injured. So, like, she got to watch the nigga laying on the bench. And then she's like... Nigga, I'm about to leave. Like, I came all the way here. Risk life and death just to watch you on the bench. Then he got back up and he won the game and did their thing. But that part just blew minds. Tear jerkers out the ass. This fucking show, bro. I'm sitting here for like 9 hours. Fuck you, Kelsey. I'm sitting here 9 hours. That ass, he had me sitting there watching this shit for 9 hours, bro. Nine fucking hours, bro. The emotional, yo, when I say you go through everybody's backstory and why they want to win this tournament and why they want to win this game, niggas be having grandfathers that died, niggas be told having fucking brothers be telling them when they was young, you have to be the greatest basketball player to ever live, and that's why I play so hard. Everybody named mother got a backstory.
That sounds like Yu-Gi-Oh to me. I'm not no funny shit, bro. Grandfather getting locked in.
You seen more backstory than actual gameplay, bro.
Shit.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned. I'm glad. Yo, now I'm up. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned it. Now I remember. So that's how I was like, yo, I'm flaming. I told him. Like, when I come on the podcast, I'm flaming this title. I'm flaming this shit. 31 episodes. But nah, I mean, if you into that, like, this is some high key shit because you see niggas get out the mud. They start from the bottom. Mm-hmm. And nobody, everybody loves a story like that. You'd like to see the underdogs win. Niggas who ain't got no business playing ball want to play ball and putting their heart into it. It's lit. Mm-hmm. But other than that, oh my god, tear jerker after scene, after crying, after oh my fudging lord. And then it's yo, bro, you be in the beginning of the quarter, right? Let's say beginning of the quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do two plays, then it gets the cutscenes where niggas is talking about everything other than fucking what you know, like their backstory. Then at the end of the episode, the referee blow the whistle and somebody fouled. And then you see they in another quarter. What the fuck happened in that quarter? Yo, this shit gave me tight. Like, I want to see niggas shoot. I don't know. No. Broken No Basket gave me more action than Sora.
It seems like that this specific anime, right, is looking to follow the NBA 2K My Career rules. But... they wanted to put it into an anime version, Jay, and they tried and they failed it. That's what it seemed like. It was a good attempt and a good try, but...
This shit was on some My Player mode, bro. It was more My Player than niggas seeing players.
Shit. Because, you know, they do that in 2K. Like, depending on how you play, how good you're doing, they'll make you miss, like, a certain amount of quarters, and then they'll throw you in there probably fourth quarter, third quarter, when shit is hitting the fan. Get crazy.
But other than that, it was alright. I ain't gonna hold you. It was cool. You get to see the nigga getting crazy, and it's like them stories, bro. When you see people like when you see it started from the bottom, trying to get out the mud, then you fall for the characters, and then like you want to see them win now. You want to see them get it in, but yo, it was just like imagine like you fucking a chick, right?
Mm.
And then like. Y'all doing it, and then you about to bust, and then she's like, wait, and then she just out. And like, this has been going on for 9 hours, you're just trying to get your nut, and it's just, wait, that's how I felt.
Doing everything under the sun, bro.
Yo, I've never seen a basketball anime game last for like 6 episodes, son. Like, why is this game lasting 6 episodes, son? Like, who won? Then they did some fuckboy shit where they cut to the end result. Like, they time skip to what happened after the game. Then they don't tell you who won the fucking game. You have to guess, like...
Nah.
Yo, they did this shit with the mother.
No.
They did this shit with the mother, bro. When she came out the hospital, right?
Bro.
She when she was coming back, she fell in a coma. So they just put you to a scene with a grandmother crying. So you thinking, oh shit, she shouldn't have left the hospital. Now when she now she dying because she shouldn't have left the hospital. Come to find out, then you go to the next episode. Come to find out, she took a medicine that it allows her to go outside or whatever for a little while. But then the side effect is she's gonna be like in a coma for a couple of hours.
Bro.
So you thinking for like a whole episode, mom's died.
Bro.
And then next episode, she just chilling in the bed, and then a boy come from the game. Now you trying to figure out, okay, she ain't died. But how he come from? So who won the game? Yo, that's the shit that was blowing me the whole time, son. Like, oh my god, that fucking show, bro. Then on top of me, like, wanting to leave, because I've been, like, sitting in the same spot for like more than 2 hours, bro. I'm like, yo, bro, I gotta go. We wasn't watching it for 9 hours, but...
I understand.
I'm like, bro, we gotta go. Well, I gotta go. Like, but then you want to know what happened. Like... Then it's like, I hate when niggas, all right, you see the opening for like one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then niggas want to play the opening every time you watch each episode. That's mad. That's like 2-5 minutes we could just
bypass. I can't deny on that because when you have an anime, you have a lit intro, you're willing to listen to it. If it's that lit enough. And I'm going to just give it to you. Naruto, Bluebird. Naruto Shippuden, Bluebird, like...
I let Bluebird rock for probably 2-3 episodes. After that, no. I'm not listening. And they didn't even change they shit throughout that whole 33 episodes, bro.
It was just one season? Or?
Two seasons, I believe.
Two seasons. Wow.
I believe. But the thing was, I don't know, cuz like, I can't sit there and be sitting there watching no opening, bro.
Yeah, get to the main stuff. Don't keep me in suspense. What's the hype?
But thank you everybody for coming out. I didn't even know you were still doing the cast, man. Thank you for everybody coming out. Shibuya Nami Radio, aka Shibuya Wave. Look out for the merch coming out. Look out for the YouTube. We've been saying that since 85, but it's still 1986.
Look out for the new topics of the rapper weed designer.
They got to make that new rapper we call it Shonen Jump. Hey, you ain't smoking that Shonen Jump.
You don't know what you did.
Gotta stop that Shibuya wave.
Word.
Shibuya loud. Shibuya out.